take us through your injury list and what tell us how everybody is?
We're okay. Glenn Johnson's trained this week, so he comes back into my thinking. Obviously, we've still got a couple of suspensions, Charlie and Afly, so they're unavailable. Mamdouf is probably the biggest doubt. Just got tightness in his hamstrings, so might give him a little bit longer before we make a decision on him. Apart from that, everybody else is okay.
John Walters
is fine. Trained this week.
A lot of debate, a lot of speculation about whether Bojan will be back in Premier League action this weekend. What are his chances?
Yeah, well, he's very much in my thoughts. Came onto the pitch, which we were delighted about. One of the positives from Paul Day, from our point of view, against Arsenal, to see him back in Premier League action was a lift for everybody, and he did fine. So, yeah, he's very much in my thoughts. I'll make a decision, obviously, nearer to the time in terms of whether or not I feel he's ready to start, but certainly he's as close as he has been since the injury.
He'll be desperate to play, won't
he? Yeah, well, he's been desperate to play for about 5 weeks, but obviously he's understanding of the fact that I'll pick him on merit, I'll pick him when I feel he's ready, and I'll pick him when I feel he can make the same impact that he did prior to the injuries. He's very, very close to that point, and we're delighted that he's an option so early, to be perfectly honest. We didn't really expect him to be in my thoughts at this early stage, given the injury that he had. But as a consequence of how well he worked and the amount of work that he put in to get to this point, he deserves a lot of credit. So we're delighted that we're in a position that we find ourselves in, and I have the option to pick him if I want.
It'd just give you that bit of creativity as well, won't
it? Yeah, he's one of those players within the squad that I call them game changers, guys that can move the game towards you just by virtue of the ability they have and the ability they have to change games into your way. And he's one of a number of players that we have in the squad that are able to, by virtue of the ability that they have, they have the ability to change games in your favour. So we missed him at times last year, but thankfully we were able to get through the season and cope and finish really strongly. We're delighted, as I said, that he's fit and well and ready to play again.
He's been out a long time, probably the same amount of time that Luke Shaw's going to be out. A lot of concern about that injury this week. How difficult is it for you as a manager to manage that situation, both from a physical, mental, psychological point of view?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think from my point of view, thankfully as a player, I never had a long-term injury. So when these guys have the types of injury we've seen, certainly this week, then there's a reality that they face months and months in isolation from certainly the playing group, and they have to do a lot of work and be mentally strong and just get on with it. And it's seems a long road back, but if you work hard and you approach it in the right manner and you're positive about the outcome, then I think that's the key. You've got to be really positive. Obviously, the Luke Shaw injury was devastating for the boy and for his football club, but he's had a fantastic club who will give him great support. That's what he'll need initially, but he's come a long way in a short space of time. And I think those types of players, like Bojan himself, I think they have a tenacity and a real drive from within that they need and use when they face adversity. So he'll need those qualities to come back strong, but I'm sure you'll have a lot of support, and from a manager point of view, you keep on giving them hope, you keep on involving them as they come to the end of their rehabilitation period, and that encouragement is what they need at that time. But in the early stages, it's difficult for them, and it's the realisation of the work that they have to go through before they can play again. And for a player, that's the one thing that really hurts a player is when they can't get out there and put the boots on, kick a ball about. So the fact that these players, when they have serious injuries, that's taken away for them for 3, 4, 5 months, however long it is. But eventually it comes back and you get the boots on again. So I wish them wish him well, obviously, and guys suffering similar injuries in the past.
And it's a patience thing, I guess, isn't it? Because as you mentioned with Bojan, they want to be playing as soon as possible. In some cases,
yeah. Sometimes you have to save them from themselves. Really, I think the key is that when you do come back, certainly from Bojan's point of view, my view was that it was important that there's a lot of expectation on him because he had a huge impact for us, and everybody wants him to come back and be able to make that immediate impact. And I think if the timing of his comeback wasn't managed correctly, then he wouldn't have been in a position to be able to come back and make the impact that we think he will do when he's back playing regularly. So that's when obviously you have to have conversations with these players and make them understand the thinking behind why they're not involved straight from the off. It's about what I see on the training ground and what I see in games that he's played up to this point, and then you make a decision based on that. But sometimes you have to be a little bit honest with them and say you're not quite where I feel you need to be to have the maximum impact for us. But Bojan now is very much at that point.
As regards your season, 5 games gone, no win. Concern, surprise, worry?
Well, we looked at the fixture list at the beginning and felt it wasn't the easiest of games. You look at the opposition we played, Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham away. Difficult games on paper, Norwich, promoted side as well. Probably the one game that has hurt us is the West Brom game, because that was one that we felt at the time. When the game started, we were very much in control of the game and felt we had enough to win that game. Obviously, circumstances, we lost 2 players to sendings off, and then that took the game away from us. But looking back, if you look at that game, 3 points lost there, that would have put us in a decent enough position. As it is, that's probably the one game that's really hurt us. But it's early days, we have no anxiety. We know we're a good group of players, and the first win will come, ideally, at the weekend.
Leicester, equally, I would imagine, people surprised to see them second at the moment.
Well, they finished the season in a fantastic run of form, and they seem to have carried that on. Obviously, had a change of manager, but that hasn't affected the club negatively. There seems a real confidence in the place. That comes from, obviously, winning games and being in a good position in the Premier League. So they'll come here on a high, but it's always a good idea, I would say, to just temper the excitement when you start as well as they have done, because they know through their own experience they had a decent start last year and then struggled during the middle part of the season. It was only towards the end that they started to play really well. So they have that experience, so I'm sure they'll use that this year and try and make sure that they're consistent throughout the season. But they know coming here is a difficult fixture for them and one they need to be ready for.
How well do you know Flavio?
Well, over the years since he's been over here, I've met him a couple of times socially. I was actually on the same table as him for the England-Switzerland game a couple of weeks back. Didn't really have a chance to have a deep conversation with him, but just said, see you in a couple of weeks on the touchline. So I don't really know him personally, but some of my staff have worked with him before, so they have a better insight, but I don't really know him.
What do you make of the impact that he's had? Because again, that was, in many eyes, a surprise appointment.
I think at the time, I think it took everybody aback. People thought maybe it was a risk, but I think you have to acknowledge the experience that Claudio has, not only in Premier League, but around the world. He's worked in many countries and been successful in the vast majority of them. So he's an experienced manager, and when you come to a new club, I think that experience you need to show quickly, and that's obvious what seems to have happened there.
And how's the spirit in the camp? Because we've been reading this week about the lads going out for a Chinese. Is that just a way of getting everybody to take their mind off the table position?
Well, that's something that we do every year. So that's on the instigation of the captain. I think he was just missing the company of the players, Ryan Shawcross. So he decided that he wanted to see him for a little bit longer. So yeah, we encourage that. I think it's important. We've got a lot of players that are new to the club, so it's something we do every year early in the season. So that was just the circumstances of it. So they enjoyed themselves, and we're we're ready to train the next day.
Is that gelling together a factor at the moment, do you think, in terms
of... No, I don't think so. I think for the most part our performances have been okay. I've said on many occasions we probably haven't had the full 90-minute performances yet, but that's can be said by a number of clubs. I think it's a little bit fragmented this time of the year with international breaks and players returning to pre-season different levels. So we're coping with that at the moment, like many other clubs. But I think it needs to settle down, the league. There's not been a period where we've had a run of 7, 8, 9, 10 games where you have consistent work during the week leading into a game at the weekend. So once we get to that period, then I think the league itself will calm down and you'll get a better indication of where people are going to finish up.
So at what point do you look at that league table with any degree of anxiety? 10 games?
Well, I think it's further down the line than we are at the moment. Like I said, we've only had 2 home games. We're looking to get points on the board at the weekend. That's our intention. We've got 2 home games back to back, so that's it's an important period for us. So we're looking to maximise the points total that we get.
You don't sound like panicking.
No, I don't think. I think that comes from the group of players I've got. We've had 2 good years of work here, and that's those fundamentals that you put in place during that time. They come to the fore when you need to get results and you need to show a little bit of form. At the moment, our form is a little bit fluctuating. Performances have been okay, as I've said, but we need. We need the complete performance and the positive results that go hand in hand with that. So we're not quite there yet, but we're looking forward to the weekend and the games that follow, because we think this is a good period for us.
Do you chop and change formation of personnel just to try and get the right formula, or do you just say to yourself, it will just...
Well, I think continuity is important, and I think we've, for the most part, we've tried to keep the personnel as stable as we can. Obviously, injuries and suspensions, as we're facing at the moment, that will always affect that thinking. But for the most part, we've got a good group of players, and I think that's what encourages me and the players themselves, because they know within the building they've got a talented squad that will have a good season this year.
Thank you.
Okay.
And former Jack Butland's the bright spot this year. How impressive have you been by him since he's come in?
Yeah, well, we obviously know Jack. And we know his ability. We see him every day in training, and his form in games is excellent, and we're delighted with that. I said after the Arsenal game, I don't particularly like it when my goalkeeper's man of the match, but it's happened on a couple of occasions, so we need to improve in terms of what we're doing in front of him. But at the end of the day, that's his job. It's very difficult in the Premier League to stop any team not having a chance of scoring a goal against you. So when that happens, when the opposition does create chances against you, then the keeper is there to nullify those opportunities for the opposition, and that's what Jack's done to great effect. So we're delighted with his form. Big season for him, obviously. Now considered the number one goalkeeper, which was only going to be a matter of time, but it's come this year, and looks like he's really excelling in the role, and really enjoying being part of the first team.
Mentioned that it's only going to be a matter of time. He's kind of had to bide his time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's paid his dues to a certain extent. He's gone out on loan, done really well at a good level, Championship level, League One as well, and always impressed everybody who's come in contact with him. So now, as I said many times, I just think that the time was right, and it was Jack's time to step up to be a recognised number one goalkeeper at Premier League level, and it's what he'll be for many, many years to come.
Just one final one for me. You mentioned the Chinese there. Claudio said yesterday they keep a clean sheet against you this weekend. He's going to buy them all pizza. Is there any similar incentive?
We'll go for oatcakes, I think. A lot nicer.
Mark, you seem to have settled on a central defence of Jeff Cameron and Martin Muniesa. I think a lot of people have been rather surprised you haven't been playing your new signing, Philip Olshine. Is there any reason?
No, it's... it's a case of form and what I saw in pre-season. Jeff Cameron had an outstanding pre-season. Arguably, he was our best performer, and he started the season. It's a fluid situation. The guys have to keep the shirt and keep their form, and I pick teams based on what I see leading into games as well. And at the moment, the team, as a consequence of not winning games, people question the format and the makeup of the team in terms of personnel, but for the most part, like I said, I think performance has been okay. They need to improve, obviously, but the guys in the group know that they need to be ready if called upon, like Philip, who has to be patient at the moment, but there's a number of players in the squad who were in similar situations, but they're ready, they're training well, and they're ready if called upon to have an impact for us. So as I said, 5 games in, it is what it is for some players, but they'll play a part and they know that.
Meanwhile, on the other side, Leicester will have Robert Huth. Have you got inside knowledge how to break them down with him on the other side?
No, Robert's went to Leicester. We've obviously got a huge amount of respect for Huthy here at the club, and a lot of the guys have played against him in training as well, so they know what he's like. But yeah, we'll welcome him back, but our intention is that he goes home disappointed. He left the club obviously because there was an opportunity for him there, and he did really well on loan, and Huthy, given his standing in the game, he wants to play week in, week out. At the time, I couldn't really guarantee that for him, so he's made the move, and looks like it's been excellent for him, and we wish him well, but obviously not at the weekend.
Mark, you mentioned Ryan Shawcross briefly earlier. We heard last week he was doing a bit of swimming. Is he doing any more?
Yeah, he's out, he's jogging, he's moving quickly, he's progressing well with the physios. I think he's happy with where he is and the feeling since the operation. Obviously, with these impingements in the back, then the sensation obviously was going down one side, down the side of his leg, and that was the feeling that was uncomfortable for him and which needed to be addressed. And that has been, and almost immediately, once the pressure on that nerve is addressed, then very quickly you improve, and then it's a case of just healing the wound and then getting out there and train. So hopefully, if he doesn't have any setbacks, which we hope he won't, then he's certainly on track to come back in the time frame we hoped he would.
Mark,